Welcome to your Smart Growth Show, the one-stop show for business people, entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs. My name is Michael Peters, and I'm a travel entrepreneur. I'm a business strategist. I'm everything in one, right? And I'll be your amazing host for today. And so you're welcome to this show. Today, we are having an amazing guest, you know, who is a baker, you know, and a confectionery person. So you're welcome to this amazing show.
Thank you very much.
Please, can we know you?
So my name is Patience Adamasi Tekwo. I'm a Ghanaian and I'm also a Nigerian. And
Hold up. How can you be a Ghanaian and a Nigerian at the same time? What happened?
Okay, so I was actually born in Ghana. Mm-hmm. Well, I think my parents came to Nigeria when I was younger. So mm-hmm. my birth certificate was actually done in Nigeria, Maiduguri to be precise. So,
Maiduguri? Yes. What were they looking for?
Work. So my dad got a job. He applied from Ghana and he got a job to work as a cartographer.
Mm.
So he reads map, he studies map and right. reads map. So he got a job to work at the University of Maiduguri.
Wow.
So that was his first journey in Nigeria.
Amazing.
And we ended up in Lagos.
So what happened?
So from Maiduguri, he got a job at the University of Benin. So we ended up spending close to 25 to 30 years in mm. Benin. So after his sojourn wow. in Edo State, he retired. He oh. retired and relocated back to Ghana. So that was in 2013. So since 2013, I've been in Lagos and my parents have been in Ghana.
Oh, amazing. That's beautiful. Yeah. So what was your childhood like?
Growing up, I would say has been good
mm.
because in the course of going back to Ghana and I see the kind of life there, especially in my village, and I'm always thanking God for my father for bringing me to Nigeria because it has exposed me, it mm. has broadened my store of knowledge. There are things I know that if I had grown up in my village, because I think my father would have still been in the village,
right.
I wouldn't have been the person I am today. So growing up has been awesome. And because of that, I found out that I can't stay in Ghana. Mm. I tried. I actually wanted to stay in Ghana, but life here is actually different from there. I'm used to the hustling and bustling in Nigeria, but over there, they are kind of relaxed and it's not my style.
I mean, it's not a lie. I've been to Ghana myself and I see how, so they are not the hustling type that we have.
It's different.
And the way they enjoy life is also different. The way they do business is also different.
Yes, yes.
So, but what inspired you to become a business person?
Okay, so growing up, I was inclining towards the educational side, furthering my studies.
Because your dad was a lecturer.
Yes, so furthering my studies, going for masters and all that. Mm. But there was something that my parents did when I was younger.
Mm.
So you know, you finish JSS3, you have this long holiday.
Yes.
So my parents didn't want me to stay at home. So they took me to my uncle's house and his wife was a baker.
Mm.
So she makes cakes, she makes pastries. So I was much young then, but I know that she wakes up in the middle of the night when she has orders. She does her mixing and all that. Then in the morning, she does the main process. So I found myself, after some nights, I was sleeping in their parlor because they stay in a room and parlor. I put notebook and pen close to me. So when she wakes up at night, I look at her. I see that she put flour. The next thing she put. So I was writing
it down. The process.
I was writing the process down. I still have those notes till today. I still go back and I look at them. So I was writing each process. So I didn't walk up to her to say that I was interested, but I was just looking at her method, her styles, because her snacks and her cakes were very, very nice. They were top-notch. People liked them. So I was just taking down the steps and everything. I wasn't really thinking of doing anything with them, but I was just taking note of them and I kept them. So when I finished secondary school and somebody wanted to do a birthday and said, can I say that I can do it? So I went to the market with the things I have. I bought the things. Mind you, there was no measurement.
Right.
So I just went to the market, bought the things the way I wrote them, and I baked it. And it came out nice, even though it was hard. Even though it was hard.
We had the living bread instead of cake.
Yes, well, at least I did something. I was able to decorate it, and they liked it. And that was the first cake I ever did. And I remember when I bought my first mixer, I haven't thought of baking.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents were always sending me to people that were into the business line. Mm-hmm. So I also have this auntie that stayed in Jere in Benin. She owned a hairdressing shop.
Mm-hmm.
And she also sells things. People bring things from abroad for her to sell. And I saw this hand mixer there. Anytime I go there, I've been looking at it. I will go there, I will look at it, I'll ask her how much is it. She will tell me. I will say, okay. But I was gathering money that I was going to use to buy it. And I ended up buying it. I kept it. I didn't use that mixer for years, but the mixer was at home. Every day I would look at it, I'm like, okay, one day I will have this for you. So I kept it for years before I used it. So I finished school and I was looking for jobs. I got jobs. I was working. Even when I came to Lagos, I was working.
Working as what?
So I first started with an IT specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Then I graduated to office assistant. So from office assistant, I became a marketer. So it was when I was doing my marketing job in Lagos and I saw the way I was putting in a lot of effort into somebody else's business.
Right.
And she was getting money. Like I was able to talk to people and they would come and buy things from her.
Mm.
And she was making money. But the thing that pained me was that, you know, when you're doing marketing, they'll tell you, okay, go and bring so clients. When you do this, you get commission. And I wasn't getting that.
Wow.
And one day I told myself, if I'm putting this effort into my own business,
you'll know what you make.
I will know what I'm making. Mm-hmm. And that was how I just woke up one day and I thought I wasn't working again. So I went to a baking school. I did the 3 months program and I finished and that was how I started.
So a professional baker.
Yes.
That's fantastic. So let's go into your business proper.
Okay.
I've heard the story of what inspired you to become a baker, you know, but the business part of it, how has it been so far?
So far, it's been good. When I started, I was looking for customers. So when I started in 2020, early 2020, cake was cheap.
Mm.
Cake was actually cheap. So I could take an order and I could make extra from the order I was getting and I could give people for free. Just to taste what I'm doing, so that I could get more clients. And I wasn't really charging much because I wanted the customer base. So I built a very strong customer base for like 1 year. And the next year, I increased my price. And I saw that people stayed.
Mm.
And there are sometimes I just... So what I did was, after I learned in the 3 months kitchen school, I also did online programs. So I was just doing online. So COVID came and we couldn't do anything. So I was doing more of online classes and online programs just to boost the knowledge I had. So in 2021, I increased my price a little. So I was able to, I attended a class where they taught me how to do my costing. So if you come and tell me that, okay, I want one layer of cake. So I did my costing in such a way that when you, so you know cakes are in layers.
Yes.
So I know when somebody asks me, okay, I want one layer, I know how much one layer costs. So the next day, I increased the price a little and I saw that people were still coming. But the challenge came when the cost of things went high and the cost of cake became so high.
Mm.
So people were not willing to spend
a lot on cake.
So it's now dropped, but so far, so good. It's been fine.
I mean, you do varieties of cakes, you know, big varieties. This is what?
Red velvet.
Red velvet.
And this is chocolate.
Okay, so, and I'm going to put you on the spot on this, because I'm a food person, right? And while I was looking at this cake, the question I was asking myself is, why should I buy? why should I buy this cake?
Okay.
Right.
So my slogan is I create edible memories in every bite.
You create edible memories
in every bite. Trust me, when you take the first bite, you won't drop it till you finish it.
Wow. What did you put inside?
Just basic ingredients.
Basic ingredients with a touch of Holy Ghost or
love.
With a touch of love.
Yes.
Amazing. So, like, how many do you sell a month? How many orders do you receive a month?
Okay, in a month, I can get close to 20 orders depending on what they want. So, I can do birthday cakes, I do wedding cakes. So, any kind of cake, birthday cakes, wedding cakes, baby shower cakes, bridal shower, name it, and four cakes, and also do chin chin,
okay,
on the side, and I also do a little of catering on the side in small scale. So what I forgot to mention earlier was that my mom was also into the catering side. So I grew up seeing my mom making pastries, and so then we were much younger, but now when I look back, I say, okay, she was really, really industrial. So she does these things, and she had people that she was supplying to. But after some time, she stopped because she had to take a break to take care of her children. Yeah. So that's it.
That's fine. So, like, what's the revenue like, you know, maybe on monthly basis? How much do you make?
Okay, so now that cake is really on the high side, I would say on the average, in a month, let me say 200 to 250K, depending on the size of cake.
200 to 50K. I mean, I keep hearing you mention the price is now high, now that the price is high. So don't you think it's high time you change your market segmentation? You know, the kind of customers that you had. Because sometimes, you know, affordability is dependent on the market and the targeted audience, right? So maybe it is time for you to look at your customers and ask yourself, are these people still my customers? If I really want to go, you know, ahead in this business, if I really want to make something good in this business, are these people still my customers? Then you ask, okay, if these are my customers, what do I need to serve them better to make sure they buy? Because when it comes to food, you don't need a lot of convincing. The first convincing is for them to buy. The first buying is the convincing. After that, once they buy, they like it, they come again. Right? So if you're very, very confident in what you produce, you don't need a lot of convincing.
Okay.
Is to think, because this is how much, for example.
So this is on the average 2,000 to 2,500.
2,000 to 2,500. Mm. What's your profit on this?
So my profit on this is about, so I do profit margin of 40 to 50%.
40 to 50%.
Yes.
That's like on 2,000. That is like 400 naira, 500 naira,
yes,
as profit.
Yes.
500 as profit.
Yes.
So how many do you need to sell? How many do you need to sell to make good money for yourself?
Okay, so this comes in different sizes. I think this is the smallest size.
This is the smallest.
Yes.
So which of the sizes do your customers buy more?
The small size.
The small size.
Yes.
And this is 2,000. Yeah. So, if your customers are going to buy this for 2,000, do they complain to buy it?
No.
Okay, since they don't complain to buy it, and they... What's the review like, by the way? When they buy, what do they say?
They always have good reviews.
Good reviews.
Yes.
So, meaning this is like a tested, you know, and trusted cake,
yes,
right? If you want to sell 2,000, what is your financial projection? Like, how much you will, what are you willing to make, or do you wish to make in a month?
In a month, from 500 upwards.
500,000 upwards.
Yes.
So 500,000 naira, let's do the math.
Okay.
500,000 naira is what I want to make this month.
Okay.
500,000 as my revenue or 500,000 as my profit. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you need to separate it.
Yes.
If so, because you can make a lot of money as revenue and the profit is very little.
Yeah.
Right? So how much, how many, so the next question is, if I want to make 500,000 in revenue for a month, and the cake is 2,000, how much, how many cakes do I need to sell to get 500,000?
Yeah.
Can we do the math?
Yes. Okay.
Very quickly, 500,000 divided by 2,000. How many people do I need to sell to?
That's about 250.
250 people.
2,005.
250 people must buy cake.
250. Okay.
250 people must buy this cake for me to get 500,000 as revenue.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
If 250 people must buy, the next question is, how do I get 250 people to buy? The people that patronize you currently, where are they?
So most people are from church. I have a client based in church,
mm-hmm.
and majorly from my WhatsApp.
Church and contact, WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So we need to expand. We need to look beyond, because that is a very, very small segment. So we need to look at a larger segment, right? So now we are taking it to social media. Now we are talking about referrals. Do you know Odun's Cake?
Odun Cakes and Cream.
Yes. So, I mean, she's doing amazingly well. But now what she's doing is she's leveraging on influencers to help advertise. But by herself, she's doing good. She's doing good. So back to this cake. You need to sell to 250 people. The next question is, how do we get these 250 people? So for everything you sell, anything you sell at all, there are five questions you must ask yourself. What is this product? So what am I selling? Right?
Yeah.
What am I selling? How am I selling it?
Okay.
Who am I selling it to? When I see the people I'm selling it to, what do I tell them to make them buy? Then how do I get the money? Five things. What am I selling? That is the product. Defining the product.
Yeah.
How am I selling it? That is, what kind of package? Do you understand? Yeah. Are you selling it in terms of experience? Are you selling it in terms of enjoyment? Are you selling it in terms of fulfillment, you know, eat this and you are satisfied, or eat this and you come back again, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Then who am I selling it to? Who are my customers? Where are they? Is the next question. And when I find them, how do I sell it to them? And how do I get my money from them?
Yeah.
Once you're able to answer those five questions, then you will now move from there to, I'm selling 10 a day. Do we need to run ads? Do we need to leverage our reference for now? Do we need to maybe make more noise? Do we need to change our packaging? Do you understand?
Yeah.
For example, this cake now does not have a brand. There's no branding to it, right? Can we say, oh, buy cake? You remember what Coke did one time? That you buy a bottle of Coke and then you see your name.
Yes.
You see your name.
Yeah.
It was something they did, right? So we can do something like that. This nylon, all you need to do is to do like a sticker. A very round, I don't know, a round mini sticker.
Yeah.
Once you just put it on it, bam, that's it. It becomes your brand because anybody can steal this. Another thing you can also do is, in fact, you don't have to be outside. You don't have to be known. You can be baking for people who want to resell.
Okay.
You understand? So some people poses as though they do small jobs, they sell small jobs. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
They have plugs. Once they have order, they go to them, I need 1,000 small shops for this event. I'm sending you the plates, you know, the sticker and everything.
Yeah.
Put it there for me. Send it down to me. You can be those people working at the back end. And people at the back end make more money because they're not serving one person. They're serving different people. You can also look at the corporate aspect of making cake for events or for parties or for corporate events like companies, you know, who wants to celebrate birthdays, you know, for their staffs or for their, just approach them and say, look, I make good cakes, amazing cake, you know, show them designs and say, I can make this cake for you for this amount.
Okay.
You know, packaging is one of the things you need to focus on. Branding is one of the things you need to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Then don't limit yourself to the people you have. Maybe you should change your market. Maybe you should change the people you are serving right now.
Okay.
That way you can get more money. You know, that's what I'm going to advise. But I'm going to try your cake out. It's very nice. I would say it's very nice. It's not nice. I'll say it's not nice. But what do you have to tell people? And where do they find you?
Okay, so I'm also on Instagram. But I'm trying to be show myself more on Instagram. So mm-hmm. I'm on Instagram at TK Cake Lounge. So I was formerly Cakes by TK,
mm-hmm.
but I had not registered it then. Mm-hmm. So at the point of registration, I saw that somebody
was using it. Yeah.
And all the names I was using, they were used. And the person that was helping me just tried this one and it worked. So that was how I got stuck with TK Cake Lounge.
TKK
Lounge.
Yes. That's fine. So find her at TKK Lounge on Instagram. Just Instagram?
Yes.
Not just, find her everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere. Yes, find her there. TikTok. Find her on TKK Lounge. And you, see, this is a promise. You'll enjoy this cake. Right. So thank you very much for coming
to this show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.